I wrote and directed this particular
Okay,
play.
that's right. You wrote this one.
I would like you to know that we have two plays. Like, two teachers did put together a play for the festival last week as well. Their play is called Apostrophes, and it's a comedy. It's a comedy, and it did very well at the festival as well.
But it wasn't locally written, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was written by somebody in the States, I believe.
Okay. So tell me about the one that you wrote and directed.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the opioid crisis is something that has changed the landscape of my city, Timmins. And it became a source of constant thought for me, because I on a personal level, I have had a lot of sympathy in some interactions with people who are suffering addictions in Timmins. And on a political level, there's the problem of dirty streets and unsafe streets. So I have trouble reconciling the two. And I guess I felt like I wanted to just explore the world. Like, how can I put this politely? I just wanted to put a personality to the addiction crisis.
Okay, so what's the play called?
The play is called Overdose, and the play is about a young man. He's 20 years old, basically living in Timmins. He's a low-level dealer and a drug addict, and he's a dealer just so he can keep access to the drugs. And it's basically, the play is basically the last 35 minutes of his life. He's going to wake up and he'll have someone crashing at his place, and his girlfriend, who's sort of the mule for carrying drugs, she brings the latest package, and then he's going to use and have an overdose. And there is some comedic, there is some humor in there. Like, we try to, in the conversations that take place, and so that it's not all doom and gloom the entire play, but that is sort of the story.
And is, tell me about the cast, especially the two lead actors.
Yeah, we have an interesting cast. The two male leads, I have zero experience with acting, but I approach them because they sort of looked the part that I wanted, and they also had a personality, I think, that I could sense just from visiting in their classrooms. I also understood that they were literate, that they could read, and they'd be able to handle a script with a lot of text in it. And they really took to the roles well. They've really taken their characters to places that I would never have anticipated, and it's been a wonderful, joyful experience to work with them.
Do they have any past acting experience?
No.
Okay, wow.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite impressive. And the female lead is in grade 10. The two boys are in grade 11. The girl is in grade 10, and she has some experience with dance. Like, so she's been in dance recitals and so forth. But this was sort of, I think, it would be fair to say that this was her first serious acting role as well. And we have a fourth actor on the cast, likewise, no experience, and he's played his role wonderfully as well. So the four of them, you know, are sort of pioneers, and along with the actors in the other play, Apostrophes, you know, they're all sort of pioneering a restart here after COVID.
So it's next Friday night, is it, that you're showcasing these two plays?
These two plays will be performed on Thursday night,
May
4th, at O'Gorman, at the Timmins High School Auditorium at 7 p.m. Timmins High School was very kind to give us their theater, because our theater is out of commission.
All right. What time is it at?
It'll be 7 p.m. is when the plays begin. The doors will open at 6:30.
What's the admission fee?
And it's going to be $15. It's cash only, unfortunately. $15, you can buy the tickets at the school now as far as that goes, but they'll be available at the door as well.
Anything else you want to tell me about the night or about the play?
Well, the other play, Apostrophes, is a comedy, and the play I have has some comedic relief as well as it's a serious look at the pandemic, opioid pandemic. And so there's a nice blend, I believe, of entertainment with the two plays. I think people will enjoy the theater and the theater experience that is presented to them by these students.
All right.
And Overdose will be performed in 2 weeks down in Toronto as well.
Oh, yeah, you did well, too, recently with it. Well, actually, with both of them in North Bay, right?
Yeah, and so the play Overdose did win Best Performance. So in 2 weeks, it'll be performed at a theater in downtown Toronto, along with a bunch of other festival plays from across the province of Ontario that have sort of received this honor as well. So it's a very rare thing. It's happened twice in 25 years that I know of where a play from the Northeast has been able to make it to this provincial showcase. So I'm, you know, it's sort of an interesting experience, a unique experience.
Is this a competition or simply a showcase?
What it is in Toronto is a good, whether it's a competition or simply a showcase, that's a good question. I don't even know. Winning.
I'll stay away from that.
I've never worried about that, but it just so happened that we won the festival in North Bay. So that was unexpected and a pleasant surprise.
So the trip to Toronto was a result of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.